It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, with the Syrian civil war entering its fifth year, we take a look at the decisions the Obama administration has made, from a chemical weapons red line to airstrikes against the militant group ISIS.
First, we're talking about news that Republican state lawmakers are planning to fast-track a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks in Wisconsin. The lead sponsor of the bill, State Senate President Mary Lazick, says she hopes to see a vote on the proposal as soon as possible.
Mary Spacuzza is with us to talk about the bill and how it could change abortion access here in the state. She's a politics and breaking news reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mary, before we get into exactly what this legislation does, the fast track is a new part of this. What does it mean when we say that Republicans are trying to fast track this bill?
Well, it was introduced late last week, and it could be scheduled for a vote in committee very, very quickly and then head to the floor. And Governor Walker has said he would sign the bill.
And there was some thought that this and a lot of other pieces of legislation might be on the back burner until after the state budget process was done. That appears to not be the case now?
That does not appear to be the case. And Governor Walker actually, I think it was back in March in Milwaukee, he said that he believed state lawmakers could kind of handle both at the same time. So deal with the budget, but also take up this bill. And it looks like that's what they're planning to do.
So we've heard that this bill bans almost all abortions effectively after 20 weeks. The sponsor of the legislation on the assembly side was on with us a while back. So give us the details. What would this bill do?
Yes, it would ban any abortions after 20 weeks. It would not include exemptions for, say, victims of rape or incest. It would include an exemption if the life of the mother was in immediate danger, but it would not if, say, she had, you know, it caused medical problems for her. So unless she was essentially at risk of immediately dying, there would be no exemption.
So what have supporters said is the need for this, the Republican sponsors of this bill?
They've actually framed it in the context of fetal pain and said that studies show that a fetus can feel pain at 20 weeks and therefore should not be subjected to an abortion that late stage in the pregnancy. Proponents of abortion rights have said that fetuses likely cannot feel pain until far later, probably about 27 weeks or in close to the third trimester. And they are saying that this is essentially a move to restrict abortion rights and is not about fetal pain.
And that pain issue is one that you could dig way deep into. But in your reporting, you say each side points toward different medical research on that issue.
Right. Yeah, there's been research saying that fetuses are very unlikely to have ability to feel pain until the third trimester. The advocates of this bill point to a study from, I believe it was 2007, saying that even if a child doesn't have a cerebral cortex developed yet, that fetus could still feel pain. However, I believe that the author of that study that they typically cite said that was not the intention of his study to prove that they could feel pain. So I think it's kind of both sides pointing to different studies that find different things. And I think it very much comes down to ideology and what people believe.
Mary Spacuzza is with us. She's with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about legislation in the legislature restricting abortions after 20 weeks into a pregnancy. Mary, how many Republicans so far are backing this bill that we know of?
Quite a few. I believe that there are now at least 30 co-sponsors of the bill. Obviously, Senate President Mary Lazick is a major supporter. This is an issue near and dear to her heart, so she's clearly promoting this bill and eager to get it to the floor for a vote.
And you've mentioned what some pro-choice groups are saying. What are we hearing from Democrats in the legislature about the proposal?
You know, Democrats are saying that this is just another way to restrict abortion rights. They're saying this is not about pain. This is about taking away choices for women. They're pointing to a lot of women get an ultrasound around 20 weeks. You might find out at that point what the gender is, whether it's a boy or a girl. And there have been cases, it doesn't sound like many, but, you know, possibly as many as 100 in Wisconsin each year, where that ultrasound may detect, they call it a fatal fetal anomaly or a problem in the development of the fetus that makes it look like it really will not be able to live. And they're pointing to that, saying, you know, this is a woman who really wants to be pregnant, who's gotten this far, and then discovers that the fetus could be born and live a very short and painful life.
And again, that's not exempted in this law, that situation.
That is not. Fatal fetal anomalies or serious health problems do not exempted. It would only be if the life of the mother was in immediate danger.
Now, you mentioned legislators hoping to get this into committee and the full legislature for votes soon. The governor has said he would sign it. That still leaves another step, potentially. Similar laws in other states blocked by courts. Do you think this would be challenged in courts? What would the prospects be for it there, from what we know now, Mary?
I think it would be most certainly challenged in court, either by Planned Parenthood or a group like that, or, you know, a citizen backed by someone like that. I think that it would certainly be challenged in court. You know, it has been held up in courts in other states. I think there are now 13 states who ban abortions after 18 to 20 weeks, but certainly a judge might block it and just say that even though it's passed, it is not going to be enforced.
A lot of what happens here in Wisconsin. From the national perspective, people have the presidential race in mind. Governor Walker says, yes, he'll sign it. Do you think this could affect his potential presidential ambitions?
I think he would, if he does sign a bill like this, I think it would certainly bolster and win support for him among Republican caucus voters. There are a lot of social conservatives who don't agree with abortion at all, much less late-term abortions. And so I think if he signed this, you would certainly hear him talking about this on the stump ahead of his likely run.
So we've used the phrase as soon as possible. That's when legislators are hoping to get this into committees. Do you have a sense of what kind of timeline we could be seeing, how soon it could be up for votes in the full chambers?
I would say very soon.
All right.
I don't know if it'll necessarily make it to committee this week, and maybe it's been scheduled so far and I just haven't seen, but I would not be surprised if this was heading to the floor in the very near future.
Mary, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Mary Spacuzza, politics and breaking news reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with us to talk about news that Republican state lawmakers are planning to fast-track a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks. By the way, you can hear more coverage of this issue on The Joy Cardine Show tomorrow morning after 8.